It's back. Winter weather, that is. People in parts of the Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, and Northeast are digging out from yet another heavy snowstorm. The physical toll of this brutal winter includes potholes, broken water mains, and other infrastructure problems. NPR's David Shaper reports from Chicago.
The spring sounds of robins chirping, lawnmowers droning, the crack of a baseball bat, those are still a few weeks away in Chicago. Here we have this, reminding us we're still not done yet with a brutal winter. A crew from the gas company is tearing up the street to fix a gas leak underground caused by the deep winter freeze. And there are other utility crews making emergency winter-related repairs all around the city, including these workers from the city's water department who have dug a deep trench in the frozen parkway to get at a leaking water line.
Crazy, crazy busy.
John Polishak is a foreman for the Chicago Department of Water Management.
Everybody's been working like 16 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's exhausting.
Record cold temperatures this winter pushed the frost line more than 5 feet deep, which is the depth at which most water lines are buried. As the ground freezes, it expands, pushing the frozen soil against the aging water pipes. Polishak shows me a casualty.
That little hole, that's okay. The leak.
He's holding a rusting piece of pipe and joint called a buffalo box.
You see how this was supposed to be straight? You see how the frost? It literally pulled this thing up, and it broke the joint.
That deep frost line is also freezing city water pipes more than any other winter in recent memory, says Chicago Water Commissioner Tom Powers.
In 2013, we had roughly at this time, round numbers, about 1,000 calls. This year, it's over 5,200.
And Powers says as the weather starts to warm, another problem develops.
These age pipes, when the temperature fluctuates back and forth, we see water main breaks.
And by aged pipes, Powers means they're really old.
We've got 4,400 miles of water main across the city of Chicago. About a quarter of that is 100 years or older.
And it's not just water pipes, but aging catch basins and sewer lines are crumbling too, some of which are so old they're made of brick. And of course, potholes are opening up on roads and bridges everywhere. And it isn't just happening in Chicago, the northern half of the country, and even some parts of the south that were hammered by the rare polar vortex are feeling it too.
The infrastructure has taken a beating as a result of this winter, and it was already in a somewhat fragile state before the cold and snow hit.
James Brooks is with the National League of Cities, and he says the nation as a whole has been underinvesting in infrastructure for years. And he says now the added cost of fixing up what the heavy snows and bitter cold wrecked will be hefty at a time many cities' budgets are just as fragile as their infrastructure.
They have begun to stabilize their financial health, only to now be whacked again very hard by the weather at a time when they do not have the personnel in place. They do not have the equipment in place, and obviously they don't have the resources in place to really be able to address this fully.
The American Society of Civil Engineers agrees our energy, water, and transportation infrastructure is in poor shape. The group rated the overall condition of the nation's infrastructure as a D-plus before this brutal winter. And former ASCE President Andrew Herman says the effects of repeated freeze-thaw cycles, heavy plowing, and corrosive such as road salt exacerbated problems. But Herman says the chilly clouds that brought us all this misery this winter may have a silver lining of sorts.
Though I don't wish a pothole on anyone, I hope it does open their eyes that, yes, we need to do something about our infrastructure.
Herman and others say this is a critical time to make greater investments in making our infrastructure more resilient, either with higher taxes, more tolls, or both, because climate change threatens to make our winter and summer weather more extreme. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.